You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
You don't have to worry about it because you were first one in today. I said first one in would be the first one on. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm just working.
Okay. What do you do? Where do you work?
I'm a pediatric physical therapist.
No kidding.
That's
how much schooling did that take?
4 years of undergrad and 3 years of PT school.
Wow.
Yeah. You sound tired.
Yeah.
I had to get up early for the pulmonology today, so.
Oy. You're helping people out, so thank you for that.
And you're talking to a couple of guys who are not going to give you any sympathy whatsoever for getting up early.
What time did you wake up, Sarah?
7. Not as early.
Oh my God!
Sarah, how are you getting by?
We had already been inside the studios for more than 2 hours before you woke up.
My alarm goes off at 3:30 in the morning, Sarah.
Shut up, Sarah.
3:30.
Oh, I had to get up at 7.
A tragedy, I know.
Oh my God. Poor thing.
You know, you're not still a high school student, Sarah. I mean, come on.
I know. You got to grow up sometime.
Are you still going to be working all day then, though? Are you putting in the hours?
I am.
So when are you going to be off tonight?
You picking her up? What are you doing? Hitting on Sarah?
What time
you
get off? Hard time, but
what time you get off, Sarah?
What time? When 10:30 rolls around here, I'll be hitting the door. So,
it depends. I think my last kids are like 4 after school.
See, okay, so now I feel bad. That's a long day.
That's a 9-hour day. So what?
So long.
Oh, pff. She's young and strong.
And she's dealing with kiddos too. That's tiring.
Oh, that makes it twice as long.
That's tiring.
Okay, that's true. You're working with children, so it probably seems like a 17-hour day.
But you're helping children. Let's reiterate.
I love them. They make me.
What else are you gonna say? You're like, kids are the worst.
You're not gonna say these little monsters are coming in.
Sick.
God, that's funny.
You're a good human. You're a good human.
You are, Sarah. You're a good sport. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Jeremy insists that this one is easy. But I don't think so. 10 seconds. Please, you have to name. There are only 5 of them to name. In 10 seconds, you have to name even just the first names of all 5 members of NSYNC. All 5 NSYNC dudes. Ready and...
Yes.
Go.
Justin, JC, Joey, Chris, and Lance.
Done. We're done here.
I told you. Wow.
Every woman of a certain age had their posters all over the walls, and they lived NSYNC, man.
No, but I didn't think Sarah was old enough.
They were your second what?
I'm 30. They were my second concert.
There you go.
I'll be darned.
Kind of a big deal.
I wouldn't have thought even at 30. I mean, they broke up 20 years ago, so.
Yeah, but,
I mean, my favorite band for, like, most of my life was Hanson, so,
We're not mad at that either.
Okay, now, I am a big Hanson fan.
They've got great music.
Not the song Bop. I don't really care for that, but some of their other stuff I thought was great.
They came up a little bit, but, yeah. I'm a big boy band person, apparently.
Well, you nailed it, and you won a prize because of it,
thanks.
So congrats.
Yay.
You are wonderful. Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh is going to chat with you about your tickets. Pay very close attention to everything he tells you about it, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So far, Carlo, Crystal, Lisa, and Taylor are still there.
Not bad.
So far.
Not bad at all.
But the hour is young. Carlo, you hung in there, huh?
Yeah, so I did. I was hoping to play, but yeah, I'll still talk to you guys.
All right.
Let me ask you, would you have gotten all 5 NSYNC members?
No, I was thinking about it while she was answering. I think I would have gotten 2.
That's what I told Jeremy. I think I would have gotten... No, I would get 3.
Justin, of course.
Justin.
Lance Bass.
Joey Fatone.
And Lance Bass. That's
it.
The other two guys, they don't do anything.
I would never remember Chris or who's the other one, JC?
JC, yeah.
Yeah, no. Same.
What type of music do you like, Carlo?
Honestly, like I like a lot of like Spanish music, Latin music, you know, things like that.
Yeah,
good for you.
We wouldn't know that.
I love the like Spanish guitar.
It's romantic, right?
It's just beautiful, man. People who can play really good finger picking Spanish guitar is really sexy too.
Oh,
I bet.
Settle down.
I bet Carlo uses that when he wants to get somebody in the mood, don't you, Carlo?
Oh my God.
I try, but I'm not that good at the guitar.
No, I was talking about you just play it. You like you just put it on your phone, you know, and play
okay.
No, maybe not.
The music might be good, but maybe Carlo's just not good.
Right, he might be an abject failure in the bedroom. I don't know. So,
how are you in the bedroom, Carlo?
My wife doesn't complain, so...
Well, that's good.
Decent, I guess.
She told us otherwise.
Well, it's because she's sound asleep. I mean, you know. Where did you meet your wife?
Grad school, actually.
Right on.
What were you studying?
We both got our master's in counseling at the University of Colorado, Denver.
You know, my stepdaughter is going that route. She is going to be getting her master's in that as well. So,
At the same school or a different one?
No, she's in the great state of Georgia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a Georgia peach.
So is that what you do for work?
I used to, but now I actually work for the Cancer Center at the University of Colorado as a patient navigator.
Oh, that's cool. Good for you.
Yeah, that's great work.
I love that.
Thank you for that.
You sound like another good human being. We've had a lot of good human beings on the show today.
You sound very level-headed, very wise.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to play today, but thank you very much. We mean that sincerely for holding and at least chatting with us, okay?
Tell your wife we said hi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, boys. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. See, don't we have great... We have just
good guy.
Great people.
Good guy.
Okay, so I lost the bet because Crystal stayed on hold, but she might have just stayed because I called her out.
Is that why you stayed?
I was just driving, and I kind of like dipped down a little bit in a valley where I felt like I lost some service, but I was still holding on.
Okay. You're still here. You're
very
still with
sweet.
Us.
Yeah. All right. Would you have gotten all five of the NSYNC members?
Absolutely. I am 31, and I'll be 32 next year, so yeah.
That's your jam, huh?
That's
still
it.
Still know them all.
Who was your favorite?
I really like Lance Bass and Justin Timberlake, of course.
Of course.
Sure.
Everyone always picks Justin.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Nobody ever picks Joey. Joey Fatone.
I like his personality, though.
Frumpy Joey,
as they call him.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he was like the funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which means he was homely.
Homely?
Homely Joey. He's the funny one. Completely undateable, but he's hilarious.
Crystal, what do you do for a living?
I actually am in school right now, but I am not working anymore. My husband started a electrical business, so I'm
You're helping him out.
Yeah, mostly kind of like with paperwork.
Sure.
But I'm just kind of focusing on school. So
and
it's
he's
nice
making bank, not. Probably, huh? Good money.
Yeah, I mean, he went through school too, and he is really good at what he does and knowledgeable. So it's nice that. I can focus on my school.
Where'd you meet this guy?
I met him at a bar about 8 years ago.
Good for you. Which bar?
There was one actually in Boulder because we're from like the Broomfield, Westminster area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore, but it was called the Elephant Room. It was kind of right on the corner of Walnut.
Who approached whom?
I don't necessarily remember, like...
What?
Well, she was drunk.
Yeah, a little bit, but we just kind of hit it off, and now we have two kids and
a house
and four dogs.
All because of the Elephant Room.
Wow.
Yeah.
One drunk night at the Elephant Room,
and look
at this.
A full house later. Look at you now. That's
wonderful. What are you studying in school?
I am studying nursing. I want to work in the ER, so I'm trying to get my bachelor's.
Well, you know, just like the last caller, I was saying, you know, my stepdaughter does the counseling master's. My daughter-in-law, is an emergency room nurse. So I've got connections with all you people.
Wow, how about that? I know nurses. I've seen nurses on TV shows.
And I will tell you, Crystal, she loves what she does.
Well, you're going to have stories for days, Crystal, too, and you're going to see some things. things. It'll change your life.
It's a certain type of personality that fits with that gig. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you have a queasy stomach?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get sick easily? Because you're going to see some stuff.
Not really. I mean, I think I knew it was for me when my mom is was in her 50s, and I took her to one of those, trampoline parks, and she ended up getting a compound fracture on her left arm where the bone came through and shattered.
That's awesome.
She was bleeding really bad.
And you were, like, staring at it?
No, not really. I ended up actually putting my finger in and trying to stop the bleeding and got a tourniquet, and we called 911.
You put your finger in her arm?
To stop the bleeding. Yeah. There's like an artery in there probably,
This nursing gig's going to be perfect,
man.
For
you. You are, yeah.
You can stick your fingers in all sorts of people when you're done.
And you will be.
Yeah.
And you will be.
I mean,
just like a night at the elephant room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A night after the elephant room. Crystal, you are such a good sport, and we are so glad you stayed on the line. Good luck with your school, okay?
Nice meeting you, Crystal.
Okay. Nice.
Bye, girl.
Appreciate you. God, we have the greatest listeners.
Can you imagine jamming your finger in somebody?
Well, you know, it's
bleeding?
Your mom, and if you don't do that, she could die. She could bleed out.
Yep.
Man.
Oh, that's intense.
Hey, Lisa, thank you for holding.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good. We still have Lisa and Taylor, and you two are champions. I'm going to do it like this every day.
We need to call people out right away.
Call them out right away. Don't hang up, because then you feel like you should.
Yeah.
Are we still on a speakerphone with you?
It's hard to hear you.
I'm driving in the car, so I am on a speakerphone.
Well, that's all right. You can break the. You can take it off. You can take it off speakerphone this one time. It'll be okay. I promise.
All right.
I promise you won't get into an accent.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Let me do that for you.
Well,
nice.
Wait.
Yeah, we got nothing else to do.
We're plenty of time to do this earlier.
I'm excited to talk to you guys, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
feelings
good.
Are mutual.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I got you off speaker.
You haven't even started yet.
No, you're still on speaker.
You're on it.
We know.
Am I still on speaker?
Yeah, we've been around the block a few times.
All day long, you're on speaker.
Yeah. Can't figure that out.
Hold on.
Should we put you on hold?
Yeah, put me on hold.
Yeah, let her figure that
out.
All right,
you get off of your speakerphone, and we'll talk to Taylor real fast. Taylor, what are you doing?
I am at work right now.
Are you? What's your work?
I work at All Season Rental.
Oh, okay.
All Season Rental. What kind of things do you rent out at All Seasons Rental?
Like garden tools and supplies and tractors.
A tiller? Can I come get a tiller?
And tillers. I guarantee you they got tillers.
No, it's party stuff. So anything party and...
What? They don't have tillers.
I thought All Season did like almost like a...
lawn stuff.
Yeah.
And
outdoorsy stuff.
Tillers and arches and chairs.
So you got chairs and tents and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's that type of rental.
You need a better name.
I agree.
Call it chairs and tents.
Yeah.
Tents out.
This party is intense.
I like tents out.
Where?
Tents up.
At least it entertains us, Taylor.
I have the hell of a time.
All we got to say is it entertains us.
Do you like?
Place.
Do you like your job?
I do. Guys got to rent from us.
Well, I have zero need for tents and chairs.
What else you got?
So there's cotton candy machines and snow cone machines.
Well, now you've got my attention.
Not mine.
Let's get a cotton candy machine in here.
Keep going. What else?
Chocolate fountains?
Yep, we got those.
Okay, now I'm on board.
Do we have to fill them with chocolate?
What else did
you
put
in? Yep, we got
there?
All the chocolate.
I want to fill it with something else, like
bourbon or something?
Wing sauce, and then you walk over with a chicken wing and dip your chicken wing in it.
Where are you from, Taylor?
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, where'd you go to school here?
I went into Dakota Ridge.
Oh.
Hey.
Very
good. Love me some Dakota.
Very
I'm going
good.
To your homecoming parade in a couple days, actually.
How come?
Oh, no.
I go to it every year. I know the principal, and I like it.
You go to the homecoming
Every
parade?
Year we go to the homecoming
you
parade.
You hate parades.
Dakota. I like the Dakota Ridge homecoming parade, though. It's a good time.
I love a parade.
It's, all the parades are stupid, though.
You ever been in one of those parades, Taylor?
Yep, I was when I was in high school, I was on the cheerleading team, so yeah.
A cheerleader.
That's where I go. Creeper, party of one. No, they put on a good parade. I think it's this Friday, actually.
Yeah. They got into a little hot water a couple years ago because one of the clubs was throwing prophylactics out. And what they do is they line the streets with, like, all the elementary school kids and the middle school kids.
And they were throwing condoms out at people?
Yeah.
So high school kids were throwing out condoms.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of the clubs. I don't remember what club it was. It was one of the clubs. Did you just say sorry about that?
No, I said I heard about that.
Oh, I thought you said sorry about that.
I bet you did.
That.
So were you a cheerleader? Were you one of the popular kids in school?
Not really.
Come on, don't lie to us, Taylor. Just say, yes, I was.
Some of them aren't.
No, not really.
You were bottom of the pyramid.
My own random group.
You were bottom of the pyramid. You weren't on top.
Did you not hang out with the other cheerleaders?
No.
How come?
I was more of a stoner group.
She's a stoner cheerleader.
A stoned cheerleader.
Oh, okay. Huh. It seems like that would be dangerous almost.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
people getting thrown in the air and everything, and Taylor's over here like, all buzzed. And
I was the one in there.
Were you?
They were throwing you in the air.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't like you, probably. Like, let's throw her up. Let's try to hit the rafters with this one.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Oh, Taylor, you were fun to talk to. Thank you for listening to our show in the morning. That really means a lot to us, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Taylor.
Go have a great day.
You guys too.
Bye.
Later, bro.
The stoned
cheerleader. Hey, ho, ho. Can I get a puff puff pass?
Hello.
Hey, she's off the speakerphone.
So much better.
Figured it out. What are you up to, Lisa? Were you going to work? Is that what you said?
I'm actually going to see my granddaughters today.
Oh, what are they up to?
Oh, they're in school right now, but I'll be picking them up after school.
Well, so what are you going to do between now and then?
It's a long time to get
hang out with my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No. Does your daughter know that this is going to go on?
Oh, yeah. She's ready.
She might have her lover over. She's not expecting you to show up.
No, he's at work.
Oh, he's at work?
Yep.
Do you work?
I do. I'm off on Tuesdays.
That's an interesting day to have off. What's your job?
So I actually am a waitress and a personal shopper.
Oh, nice.
Well, we're going to dive into both of those. Where do you serve?
At Jose O'Shea's in Lakewood.
Oh, my God! I have such a warm place in my heart for Jose O'Shea's because when I moved to Denver in 1986, think back that far.
Yeah.
It was one of the very first places that one of the record reps, I think it was like the Atlantic Records rep or A&M Records, took me to lunch at Jose O'Shea's. It was one of my first.
It's a good place.
It's one of my first restaurants. Here it is 37 years later. It's still going strong.
I grew up with that restaurant. My grandma lived in Applewood, and that was like always where we would go.
That's
with
funny.
The entire family. And if anybody ever dies and we have family that comes in from out of town, we always end up at Jose O'Shea's.
You know what?
Are you
I'm
for your birthday.
The O'Shea's burrito is my favorite.
You know what? I'm supposed to be meeting somebody this afternoon, like 4:30 ish or whatever, and they said maybe over somewhere by the Colorado Mills area.
I should say,
look, let's go a little bit down the road because it's pretty close to Colorado Mills.
Yeah,
not too far, and we should go and get a margarita.
Dude, do it. So, what time are you going to be there?
The O'Shea's. Yep,
I love it. She's off today, so she wouldn't even...
No, but everybody, every other random person listening can show up.
Hey, Tom, what are you doing?
That's cool.
And then you said your other job was what?
Personal shopper.
Okay. Any particular...
Walmart.
At Wally World.
Wow.
Yep.
So you go up and down the aisles and you grab stuff and then you take them to people?
I give them to the people that come to place their orders.
Okay, so you don't have to go to their house. You just have to walk out to the parking lot or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm a big fan of all that now. I used to be like, it's there for people that, you know, need that service, but I've been doing it so much.
Definitely.
I place my order, I pull up, and drive away. It's so convenient.
I can't put my finger on why I'm reluctant to do that.
Especially on the big trips, like where I know I'm going to be there for a while, I do it all on the app now. And just,
oh, my God. I've got friends who that's the only way they do it. It's the only way they do their grocery shopping, too, is they just...
Yep, it's so easy. It's so convenient. Nice.
And, yeah, the way I couch it is I'm giving people a job, like Lisa. I mean, you have a job, you know?
Well, I'll go to Jose O'Shea's and get some margaritas from her, and that'll keep her job.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Order ahead and then sit in the parking lot and drink them in your car.
You can do that.
Yep. She'll bring them out to you.
My goodness.
You don't even have to go in the restaurant.
Man.
Well, good to talk to you guys.
Okay, we'll see you later, Lisa.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that she let us go.
You know, she said, I'm done talking to them. That's classic.
She let us go.
She was like, you know what happened? Is she waited all that time and she said, this wasn't worth the wait.
At all. I'm just here talking about my silly job.
This is why I was on hold. This is why I had to struggle to get off my speakerphone for this.